So Shavuot Tov. We're in the middle of Ois Yutes in Parak Ches. The paragraph that begins with the words Mimoitza Dvareno. Just everybody should make sure that they're muted, so that there won't be interference. Okay. So what we saw in last week's shiur was a part of it. That's the lead up into what we're going to talk about today. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, is Kaina HaKoil. That really means, like from a lashon of, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explained it, a lashon of kinyan. He has a kinyan in everything, not just the regular way the plain translation of he created everything, but rather he is koina everything, in the sense that he has a yediyah, and every kinyan we said has to have knowledge through and through of the thing that you're buying, the thing you're acquiring. Otherwise, it's a chisaron in the kinyan. The kinyan doesn't work. And he brought an example from the Paiskim in that, and thus. The idea is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has yediyah in everything, meaning he knows exactly all the concealed koiches in the Bria, and that was everything that all just as an example, right? All scientific development that has taken place in all the 100, 200 recent years of recent times, where there has been tremendous strides, and Be'ez Hashem there will be more advanced, and all that he knows beforehand, right? He's the one that's matbia it into the Bria. He's the one that put those kaychas into the Bria, so he clearly knows it through and through. And as an additional, like a little bit of a takeoff on this idea, he said that that's also the difference between Klal Yisrael and the non-Jews as far as Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael goes, right? The Shita that holds that Ein Kinyan La'akum Be'eretz Yisrael, that non-Jews don't have acquisition in Eretz Yisrael, they can't buy the land in Eretz Yisrael, in the sense that Kinyan of theirs would be Mafkia, would uproot the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and they can't have a full kinyan in that way, because they lack the understanding, they lack that knowledge and that realization of the Kedusha Sa'aretz. And since Eretz Yisrael is not just a land like any other land, but has a special Kedusha to it, so therefore they don't have the ability to acquire land with a proper full kinyan. As opposed to a Jewish person, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, even though inhu lo chazi mazal lo chazi, right? Even though maybe the Jewish person himself also doesn't necessarily, in a conscious, in a conscious way, take note or really see that kedusha in the land, but he senses it. His mazal sees it. Okay, so that's a small recap of what we spoke about last week, and from here, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe takes this to the inyan of Malachim. Mimoitze Dvareinu, that's where we're starting today. Mimoitze Dvareinu, Namoid al Chiddush Nifla. From what we discussed, we're now going to be able to understand a tremendous and awesome Chiddush. Lahavin Ktsas, Mimareches Avoid Zakoidish al Malachim, Lamala, Yesod to Udatam. To understand a bit from the type of Avodas HaKodesh that the Malachim do. What are the angels, right? The angels, Avodas HaKodesh, their holy work, and from the Yesod of their Te'uda. Like, what are Malachim about? What is their function? Dinei b'medrash Tanchuma Kedoshim Amru. Because the Medrash Tanchuma in Kedoshim says, Shemalachi Asharis, the Malachi Asharis would praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he actually created man. And they called Hashem Elikei Yisrael, the God of Israel. Now this is before he even created Adam HaRishayin. And yet, the Malachim called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they called Hashem, and they praised him with the title Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, right? Despite there not yet being man in the world. Ukshanivra Adam HaRishayin, and then when Adam HaRishayin was created, Amru, they said, is this the one that we are praising in his name? Is this the one like we're praising you about? In other words, they made this, they referred to him as the God of Israel, but they didn't really know who is this Israel? Who's this Yisrael? So when they saw Adam HaRishayin, they said, oh, is this Adam HaRishayin? Is this Yisrael? Is this who we're saying Elokei Yisrael about? So it's actually interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe doesn't quote the whole medrash, but I think it's just a fascinating medrash, even though we're not going to do justice to it. But I wanted to share with you the medrash. So I'm going to read the medrash in a fuller way. It's the medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kedoshim, Ois Beis. So at this point the Malachim. So Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers to them, no, this isn't Yisrael. Ganav Huzeh. This is a thief. This Adam HaRishayin, he's a thief. Shenemar Vatoichal Mena Eitz. As it says that she ate from the tree. So he took from the forbidden fruit. He's a Ganav. Ba Noach. Then Noach came along. So Amr Loi, the Malachi Asher, said, ooh, he looks an impressive character, you know. They didn't just say this about anybody. Noach, Tzadik, Yisayid Olam, you know, Noach Ish Tzadik. So they say, oh, is this Yisrael? Is this the one that we were saying all the way from the start of Elokei Yisrael? Amr Lahem, so he said to them, Zeh, Shikar Hu. This guy's a drunkard. Shenema, as it says, Vayesh Min HaYayin V'Goymer. Like it says that he drank from the wine. He became drunk after, right? Amad Avram. Then Avram got on the scene. Okay? He looks an impressive character, right? Adam Noach was nothing compared to Avram. Amr Lefanav. So they said before their Baruch Shalom, Zehu, is this him? Amr Lehen. It should be Amar Lehen. Amar Lehen, he said to them, Ze ger sheyetze memenu yishmol. This is a ger who yishmol is going to come out of. In other words, this is still not. This isn't the full thing. No, this isn't Yisrael yet. There's another lashon over there in parentheses instead of ger that goy, but it's not mistaber that that's correct girsa. So Amad Yitzchak. So Yitzchak said, I'm sorry. Amad Yitzchak. Then Yitzchak stood up. Right, he came into the world. Amulafanov, so the Malachi Asheris, once again they said to before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zehu, is this him? Amulahen, he said to them, Oyehev hu lesoinai, he loves my enemy. This guy, Yitzchak, he loves my enemy. Shenema, as it says, Ve'yav Yitzchak as Esav, like the Pasuk says, Yitzchak loves Esav, and that was considered a chisaron, you see over here, right? Each time the Rebbeinu Shlom is picking on the chisaron of this person, why? No, this is still not the Yisrael. This is not the Sholim. This is not the full thing yet. And this, and then Yitzchak's kiviyachol chisaron that Hashem is saying is he loves somebody who hates me. Kevin sheba Yaakov, and then when Yaakov came, Amru Lefanov, they said before him, Zehu, is this him? Amr Lehen Hein. So he said to them, yep, you got it. This is the one. It's about this that you said, you called me Elokei Yisrael even before man was created. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says, V'lo yikare oid shimcha Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yeshmecha, v'niku kol Yisrael al-shmoy, and the old Jewish people are going to be called on his by his name. V'oise shah, kidesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Lishmoy, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified the Jewish people to his name, Shenema, as it says, Yisrael Asher B'cha Espar, the Jewish people that in you I take pride. Okay, so we read the full Medrash, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe just really brings it bekitzer. So now we'll go back. So he says, "Lameidim anu mizeh." We learn from this Medrash. Shemitu'udatam shel malachim lesaper mikodem ma she'atid litgalot. That from the defining character of malachim is to tell over before something takes place, to tell over what is going to be revealed in the future. This is part of the malachim's function, is to reveal, right, to tell over before something happens what's going to be. What's that? I don't know a good translation of it. I just said that they're from their like ikar function, but
okay.
Today we in modern Hebrew we translate certificate. There's something to that, in that sense. But yeah, it's like a defining function of theirs.
Mission.
A mission. Very okay. Good. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So that's what we see from this Medrash, right? The Malachi Asher, straight from the start, they call the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they praise them with the title Elokei Yisrael, God of Yisrael, God of Israel. And but they didn't yet. That wasn't yet relevant. It was something based on the future. And as time is going on, they're like waiting. Oh, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? Oh, here we got it. The inyan is like this. In order to show that everything that is done and will be done was all with thought and specific intention from the start. The malachim were set aside for this purpose. Sheyasigu kol keiches habria ugvuleh, that they should attain and they should understand, they should, right, all the powers of the creation ugvuleh and its limitations, vilegalot merosh mashi ebesof, and to reveal from the start what is going to eventually be. That's the job, that's the malachim, right, is that they chap everything that's already, that's going to be. And they announce it, so to say. They tell over. They tell it over before it's going to be. In order, the purpose is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria, right? Everything that is done in the creation is done with thought and exact intention. And therefore, in order to reveal to the eyes of all that the Jewish people came up in the machshava of Hashem straight from the start, and he says, "Ayin tanid ve'Elio perik yudalid she'omar." It says over there, "She'omar Elio." Elio said, "Ata oimer Torah." He asked him over there in the story. I think it was a Rav Hanan. I think meets Elio, and Elio says to him, "So, nu, what do you say is first? Yisrael kaidim or Torah kaidim? Is who comes first? The Jewish people or the Torah?" So Elio says to him, "Torah also, ata oimer Torah also tchila b'machshava." You say that the first thing that came up in the mind of God, right? The first thing that He thought about was Torah, that to create. Va'ani omer, but I say Yisrael ol tchila b'machshava. It's the Jewish people that were the first thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubi arnu. And we explain to the Yaakov Moshe, the Yisrael lein bechinas Torah shebal peh. The Yisrael is the bechin of Torah shebal peh. V'chaviv im divrei seifrim yosem yeinu shel Torah. And the divrei seifrim, right, the words of the Chachamim, which is the Torah coming out of the Jewish people, so to say, and not from Hashem directly. So those words are chaviv, the Gemara says, right? They're beloved to Hashem more than the actual wine of the Torah, meaning more than the Torah shebiksav. Anyway, that's parenthetical. Al kein, therefore, oid lefnei brias Adam Rishon, already before the creation of Adam Rishon, v'oid terem kol sabriyas shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam, and already before the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything, right, all the hosts, so to say, all the everything in the Shemayim V'aretz was finished being created. Kalsu kvar ha-malachim, the malachim already praised Hashem, v'karu lo Hashem elikei Yisrael, they already called him Hashem, the God of Israel. And that is showing that that was this first thought of creation. That's like the defining character, the defining trait, the defining description of Hashem is Hashem, the God of Israel, which stems and fits very nicely with what Rashi says at the beginning of Bereishis, right? Of a Bishvil Yisrael, Nikru Reishis. There is also an aspect of Bishvil HaTorah, Nikrus Reishis, right? But that's what Eliyahu is coming to say, that the first Reishis is actually Yisrael, even earlier than the Torah. U'kamaychen, and similarly, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Kol ha-koyches ha-tmunim va-gnuzim ba-avayo, all the hidden, concealed koyches in the universe, gam elu she-yelo yotzu shimushim l'poyo v'loy bo l'chidush, even those that have not gone out into manifestation, they're not yet in a way that can be used, and they have not yet been brought anew into the Metzius, but they're still concealed, they're hidden, they're in potential state. So the malachim are already telling over above everything that's in the universe. In other words, even things that yet have not yet actually fleshed out, have not yet been discovered in this world. So like they, you know, I don't know, you give an example, right? They were already praising Hashem on spacecraft, on flight, and all this kind of stuff, atomic power, and all this stuff. They were already praising Hashem on how he put all this stuff into the Bria, even before it was actually discovered by man. And this is what we are saying, well, in the Tefillah of Yotzer every morning. Keil Baruch Gedoil Deya. Right, the blessed God, the great one of knowledge, Heichin Ufal, he prepared and he actuated Zarei Chama, the rays of the sun, Toiv Yotzar Kavod Lishmoy, he founded or created good and glory to his name, Oris Nosan, he put the lights, right, the sun and the moon and the stars, Svivois Uzoi, around his might, pinos tzvav kudoshim, roi me shakai, and then we say, right, roi me shakai, tomid mesaprim kvoid elektushosai, right, tzvav kudoshim, his holy hosts, the roi me shakai, they're always telling over the glory of God and his kedusha. Vahu, and that is, da'achar shebirachnu, yoitzer oir, after we, I'm just okay. After we have all made the bracha that he created or formed the light, and created darkness, he makes peace and he created everything. Right, he illuminates to the world, to the land, and to everyone living on it with mercy. And in his good, he makes new. The Maisa Bereishis, right? The creation is continuously making new every day. Mo Rabu Masecha Hashem, how many are your creations, Hashem? Kulam v'chachma asisa, all of them you have made with chachma. Mala ha'aretz kinyanecha, right? The world is filled with your kinyanim, with your creations or your acquisitions, like we said last time. Lemar, to say, it means to say. Shekol mashi ish ba'aretz, everything that there is in the land, all the revealed and concealed koyches of the world, they are all his kinyan. So after we say all that, we, so to say, we validate this by saying shemalachim malach kvar mesaprim umagidim kvoy keil ukdushosoi, that the malachim above are already telling over the glory of God and his kedusha v'ayim b'roish, and they state already from the beginning mashi is gal asid, what is going to be revealed in the future. They've already said over, they've already, you know, shared and revealed everything that's concealed in the universe. And then we end off. That Hashem, our God, should be blessed through the praises of your actions, right, the actions of your hands. Kolaimer, meaning it's like what we say, Yehi Ratzon. It should be the will. Shagam Akoiches Atmunim, that also the hidden Koiches Yizgalu V'yetzal Or should become revealed and manifested to the light. V'yizbarech V'yishtabach Shmo Aleihem, and then that the name of Hashem will be blessed and praised over those hidden Koiches that they will. So it's like we say Amen, so to say. It's we're saying on what's already done, Amen, you know, and we're saying Yehi Ratzon, that it should be weiter. It should be the what's not yet been revealed should become revealed, so that could bring that much more praise and glory to Hashem's name. Now, that is all the function of the Malachim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and even though the neshamas of the tzaddikim come from above, they're above from the malachim. And the reason for that, by the way, kabbalistically, is that the malachim come from what's called the olam hayetzira, the world of formation, and the neshamas of the tzaddikim, the world of neshamas, is the olam habriya, the world of creation. Literally creation, right? We know that there's, in general, Kabbalah talks about four worlds: the Olam Atzilus, which is Kiviyachal Hashem's world, the world of emanation, they translate it as Olam Abriya. Then is the beginning of the creation process. That's the world of creation, literally Olam Abriya, and that is the world of Neshamos. And the Neshamos, the Tzaddikim are, and of all Klal Yisrael, is over there in the Olam Abriya. The Malachim's world is the world under that, the Olam HaYetzira, and then the bottom world is the Olam HaAsiya, the world of completion, where things are actually done, Asiya, like, you know, done and finished. And that's the world really where we live in, at least in the bottom part of that world. So those are it comes out that the Tzaddikim, really, the Neshamas of the Tzaddikim, come from higher up than the Malachim. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Mikol Makam LeInyan Zeshel Hakara B'Masha Yeshu V'Koyach Habriya. Nevertheless, when it comes to this inyan, this matter of recognition of what there is in the Bria and what is in the potential of the creation, HaMalachim, it's dafka the angels, Lefi Shehem Chitzonius HaOlamos U'Misham Mekayimam V'Elem Chayim Mavdil, because they come from the external part of the worlds, and from there is their place, and they don't have any separating physicality. They don't have any physicality that's separating them. Heim ro'im makirim v'yodim yoter b'kochoteh shel habria. Therefore, they are able to see, they see, they recognize, they know more than the tzaddikim in the koiches of the creation. Veheima ro, by the way, that's another Kabbalistic idea, what he threw in over here, that the malachim come from the chitzonius of the worlds, is we're not going to get into it now, but that's what that Arizal says, that the neshamas of the tzaddikim come from, and the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, because va'amech kulam tzaddikim, your nation, all of Klal Yisrael's tzaddikim. So the neshamas come from the pnimiyas ha'ilamis, they come from the inner aspect of the worlds, as opposed to the malachim come from the outer aspect of the worlds. So, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, though, being that they come from the outer aspect of the world, and they don't have any physical component to them, like we have a body, the physical body acts as a separation, but they don't have that separation, so they're very intuned into the external parts of the Bria. All the powers that this world has, as far as the, you know, scientific qualities that are in the Bria, that are revealed or still concealed, those are all part and parcel of the external aspect of creation, and that's where the malachim are rooted. They are rooted in the external part of the creation, and therefore they know that really, really in a full way. Vehema ro maase Hashem, they saw the actions of Hashem. Vesapro es maase berin, and they tell over his actions with song. Ulam, however, what's pertinent to the inner part of the world, what's relevant to the inner parts of the world, that tzaddikim are inner more, right? They're more inner, inside. They're closer in than the malachim. V'gam lifnei abriya hisigu malachi asharis shi yisrael yosef pnimehem. And even before the bria, the malachi asharis attained, they understood that Yisrael is more inner than them. V'yadu laharitz es shem elikei Yisrael. And they knew to praise the name of the God of Israel, because they chap that Yisrael is something special. Yisrael is something deeper than them. But often, so that it comes out like this, when it comes to knowing the substance and what the power of the substance of creation is, that the malachim are bigger. But as far as what's above the substance of the world, to actually bring into being the yesh, bringing the substance into being, v'lahamshich is called kaychesiv l'degiloi, and to draw all its kaychesiv, all its powers into revelation, b'zeh Yisrael yosef gedalim. For that, the Jewish people are greater than the malachim, because they're deeper in. They come from the inner aspect of the bria, and it's the inner aspect of the bria that puts everything into flow and that allows the process of discovery, of revelation to take place. V'gam la'asid, and also in the future, Yisrael yoshim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is now he's quoting from a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah in Parshas Balak, Parsha Chaf Ois Tes, and so he says like this. The medrash says that in the future, Yisrael are going to be sitting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kitalmid lifnei Rabbi, like a student before his Rebbe, v'shayli mimeno kol parsha v'parsha lama nichtava, and they're going to be asking Hashem on every single parsha, why was this parsha written? V'cheinu leimer, and so it says, ki leyoshvim lifnei Hashem, yiyeh sachra lechol lesava v'lemichse atik. In the old editions of the Maimonim, there's a printing mistake here. It says sisra, it's supposed to be sachra. It says that, I don't know if the new one has it also, the mistake.
No, the new one has Sakhra.
Ah, they fixed it, very good. Okay, so the Pasuk says that those that will be sitting before Hashem, her merchandise will belong, right, the way I'm translating from art school translation here, for her merchandise will belong to those who sit before Hashem, to eat and be sated, and for elegant clothing. Mechsa atik, mechsa is lashon of clothing, of covering, right? So the Medrash says, Malachi Asharis Rayinayson, and then the Malachi Asharis are going to see them. They're going to see that Yisrael is sitting here before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're in, they're in the yeshiva. They're learning from the biggest Rosh Yeshiva there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the Malachim are going to ask the Jewish people, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you? What did he teach you? Because they're not able to get in there. They're not able to get into the same mechitza. They're not able to, they don't let them into their shir. They can't get in. Shenema, as it says, Ke'es Yemar Liyakov v'Yisrael Ma'po Al Keil. That now it's right, it's to be told to Yaakov and to Yisrael what God has done. So it's only the Jewish people that get that inside information. And the Malachim are going to have to hear it then, they're going to be asking to hear it from the Jewish people. V'neged Masha Be'ez Yitzhiyusa Adam Amru Ma'enosh Kisiz Kirenu. And Keneged, right? What at the time when man was created, they said, What is this human being that you mention him, and then man that you're right remembering him? And even at the time when the Torah was given, Amru, they said, the Malachim said, give your Torah to us in the heavens. What are you giving it to man on earth? So connect all this, right? Because with all their tremendous knowledge and the koiches of the powers of the Bria, they could not possibly be able to understand, to know the awesome greatness of the Jewish people and the concealed light in their neshama. La'asid, however, in the future, yukhu gam al zeh, they will be proven on this as well. And they will not be allowed to enter into the mechitza of the Jewish people. And they will be forced to ask them, like, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you? What went on over there? He ends off with psukim, Rabbi Yaakov Moshir. Now, so said Hashem, Baracha Yaakov v'yitzrecha Yisrael. Right? Hashem is... He said, created you Yaakov and formed you Yisrael, Altira, don't be afraid, ki galticha, because I'll redeem you, karasi b'shimcha li'ata, I called you in your name, you are for me. Another pasuk, koyama Hashem, so said Hashem, goyalech, your redeemer, kadosh Yisrael, ani Hashem, alekecha, melamedcha lahoyil madrichecha baderech telech, right, I teach you to become better and better, and to guide you in the way that you should go. Luik shavta mitzvosa, if you listen to my mitzvos, v'yin kinor shlemecha v'tzidkoscha kigali hayam. So, just to be misakem, this is something which is, on the one hand, it's very up there, but I think that we have to realize that deep down we're all up there. In other words, you know, we're learning here about what the Malachim do, and we're learning here about the Neshamas of the Tzaddikim, and the Neshamas of the Tzaddikim means all the Klal Yisrael. Like we see, all this is going to be, the Malachim are going to come to Klal Yisrael, come to the Jewish people. And there's what we can certainly take out of this is that we all have within us, based on the fact that we have a Neshama, Yisraelis, we have in us tremendous Koiches to tap into very, very deep Ruchnias, very, very deep Pnimius HaElamos, to tap into, you know, something deep. Sometimes it might not even be everybody to their level. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, we know, was on a level where this was much more alive to him, was much less theoretical. He was zeicha to giluyim mamish, and there's many, many stories, and he spoke about this in the past. He certainly really had very, very clear giluyim, but sometimes, you know, it could just be a certain feeling of, for you know, people that are not yet holding up those higher levels. But sometimes, you know, very often, I would say, if a person davens, you know, you say all the words and you say it carefully, a person can reach a certain feeling of connection with Hashem, which is more than just an intellectual experience. It's an experience on all the levels where you really feel it deep in your heart, like you really feel Hashem's presence. And that's a certain thing that, you know, the level that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one that's deeper and higher than the connection that the Malachim have. So we have to know that should be like something which keeps us going to continue our climb, to try to, you know, set ourselves always higher and higher. Sheifa is, you know, I always say, you know, you have to have like two types of sheifas. You have to have the next step where you want to go, the next step, and then you have to have some dreams for the future. You know, you have to have both. You know, like a guy, if you're going on, a trip over across the world, right? So you have, you know, you take a taxi to the airport. That's the immediate. That's the immediate destination, but your ultimate destination is you're going overseas. So you got to have the whole thing planned out, but you have to have both those: the short term sheifa and the long term sheifa. But this is something which is very very amazing. You know, we say every single day in davening, we talk about the angels, we talk about the malachim. That's what he's like, you know, really just opened up over here. What we say in Tfilas Yoitzer, Kael Baruch Gadol Deya Heichin Afal Zarecham, all this, I mean, we're talking, the malachim are saying Shira, like, so what? You know, like, what does that, does anybody get his Osiris from that? And the truth of the matter is that we should be able to get his Osiris from that. We should be able to see, you know, like, there's so much going on in this Bria. I mean, let's, you know, I don't know, you talk about, we're talking now, the talk of the day is the vaccinations, right? And the speed with which this vaccinations, these vaccinations for COVID has been done, and etc. You know, all this HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, like, pushed us for, you know, for, I don't know, Zoom, you know, being able to give shir on Zoom. All these things that are in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us to discover and pushes, you know, the malachim are all saying all this the whole time, and this is all planned. It's all havana tchila. It's all there, and we have to daven and say, like, and become, you know, aware of that there's a lot here that Hashem still wants us to benefit from, and that's on one account. And then the other account is that no matter what the malachi asharis are being praising him, the only ones that get the ball rolling is us. The malachim reveal what's there, especially on the superficial and external parts of the world, which is like the physical, the sciences, etc. But at the real pnimius hadvarim, the real chius, the vitality of the world, what's really going on, the or eloiki in the world, the meaning of everything in the world, that's all dependent on you and I. And there's nobody else doing it. Hashem gave us his Torah for us to do it. And how many of the Jewish people, Tzareinu, unfortunately, are today in Torah Mitzvah? So anybody that's Shemir Torah Mitzvah, and especially that's learning Torah, this is the purpose of the whole entire creation. Everything going on is for you. For you. You're the ones doing the Avodah now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so much to be done. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zeicha to get to that point that the Medrash describes, where the malachim are going to be, we're going to be learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to tell us the meaning of every parsha, which we're breaking our heads over to understand. He's going to start giving it to us, and the malachim are going to be out in there, outside, and they're not going to be allowed into the shir, and they're going to ask us when we come out, like, well, what went on over there? And then, well, okay, you know, well, it doesn't say if we're going to answer them or not, but I presume we would, because we're Bali Chesed. We feel bad. We like to, you know, teach others. So, all right. Any Ha'aris questions? No, okay, very good. So we are up to the last ice, Bez Hashem. So we'll do that next week, Bez Hashem. Shava Shavua Tov, and a good vach to everyone. It's good to see you all.